a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're going to North London for this, mate.
You're right.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah.
Toodle-pip, jolly good.
Toodle-pip, nah. That's
good.
Not
jolly
a
good
thing.
Rogering.
No, that's not a thing either.
What does that mean?
Anyway, North London is where we're going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of feel like we know how to use this product now. We are very across Zoom. We're very across Teams. We live in a world now where that's the normal standard,
yes.
Right? And we can kind of figure it out. You know that if you log on to Zoom, you know, your mic might be on and all these types of things. You've got to be careful with that stuff.
Unless, right? Of course, you are conducting an interview with a guest and you have to run Zoom through a radio panel.
Can you hear us? We can hear you.
You've still got no idea.
You can't hear us. Yeah, it's so fun.
What if
fun.
I hit this button? Okay, what about which sound card am I using?
I know, and then you can just see them like being so patient but hating us at the same time. So very sad. A popular father of three, he passed away after a long, brave battle with cancer, and so they had his funeral, and there were a lot of people there, and I mean, that's what you want in a funeral. Let's be honest.
Good turnout.
Mm. Like, I'll be there on the day. Mm. I'll be there and I'll be watching, right? So you better make sure that everyone rocks up.
You want a good turnout because you are beloved, though. You don't want a good turnout for people to make sure you're gone. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. I never thought of that. Anyway, this 48-year-old businesswoman, she was very busy, right? So she was like, I'm going to the wake, but I can't get to the church, okay? And they had a live stream, which is what normally happens now for funerals. I think that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
Have you been to one with a Zoom before?
No, I was unable to watch a live stream, though, of a family friend that passed away last year.
Yeah.
But my sister did. She was part of...
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I think it's kind of like just... I think they're like, oh, well, this is like a good thing. Mm. The people that can't be here, we can watch, and it's just like a normal thing now.
Well, it was in Adelaide, so, you know, we were able to dial in from here. Yeah.
So when the stream went live, you know, people were logging on and all this sort of stuff, but the businesswoman's like, you know, I'm a busy businesswoman and I need to have a shower and that, and I need to get ready for this wake. And what she didn't realise is that when you log into the live stream, because it's like a Zoom session, she didn't have her camera and her microphone off. And she had the camera. She thought, I'll catch the funeral whilst I'm having a shower.
No.
And her in the shower was presented to the whole church.
No!
And everyone watching.
No!
Everyone watching.
No.
She had no idea. By the way, no one told her. No one said, like, oh my God.
Everyone's got one eye on the priest and the other eye on the screen.
Right. Apparently, they said, the comment on there, I know, poor thing, right? One mourner said, some bird was in the shower. She rocked up at the wake. Yeah. 10 minutes later, crying her eyes out.
Yeah.
She rocked up at the wake, had no idea that it had happened.
When
she got there, she walked in, turned up, all right, everyone, sad day, isn't it? And people were like, you have no idea. You have no idea. You are going to wish that you're in that comment.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Friday, so let's do it. Fun fact. Every Friday morning, we like to send you off to work with some fun and interesting facts that you can use to impress your workmates who aren't your real mates, but it is important they think you're smart, because then when an opportunity comes up in the workplace, for example, a pay rise or a promotion, they'll say, hey, give it to Gary or Karen. They're obviously very smart, obviously very good at their job, always full of fun and interesting facts.
See, some people might say that that's predictable behaviour right there, that you always get 11 out of 10, but I love it each and every week.
I feel like it's a razor's edge every week.
I know you do, and you dissociate in the moment.
I do.
It's quite nice to see your brain separate from your body.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like a toddler running downhill. And that's just
you
in
speak
general.
Like it too.
Yeah, that's just in general.
I'm a toddler running downhill.
Mm. In the early 20th century, chocolate mousse was sometimes called mayonnaise au chocolat.
Oh, I prefer that.
Or chocolate mayonnaise.
I'm going to start calling it that. Hey, guys, you want me to come around, I'll make people some chocolate mayonnaise.
People will not understand.
Yeah, no.
And party at your house.
Yeah.
Chocolate mayonnaise for everyone.
No, no.
In the 19th century US slang, something that was not small potatoes, small potatoes, could be called some pumpkins. That there is some pumpkins.
Is it the reverse of small potatoes?
Yeah, it
is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Some pumpkins.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that now either in the current climate.
Yeah.
Go around the street. Trying to come over for some chocolate mayonnaise and some pumpkins.
Yeah. Those pants are some pumpkins. In some provinces of China where sons are preferred over daughters, a common girl's name is Zhao Di. I had a go at it. Which literally means brother requested.
Aww.
So we've got a daughter, but we've put in a request for a brother to follow. Human brain cells in a dish. Human brain cells in a dish have learned to play the computer game Pong.
Oh, that's amazing.
That is
amazing.
That is pretty crazy, hey?
Science is cool. Makes you feel proud, doesn't it? That is a fun fact.
Yeah, it is a fun fact, isn't it? The term humble pie, which we use occasionally, comes from humble pie. Good translation there.
Yeah.
So without the H.
Is that it?
No, which is a pie made with umbles, also known as deer's innards.
Right.
Deer's innards pie is humble pie.
Okay. So
eat this humble pie.
Yeah.
Make a lot of sense, does that?
Well, I mean, maybe it's like it's the worst type of pie you can get.
Yeah, true.
And you're the last person there, and it's like, you know what, you've been bad this week. Yeah. You can eat the innards pie.
You can have the humble pie. Anyway, the last one for today. The first person to discover that a human's anus.
Oh, yuck. There were other ways that you could have said it.
As unique as their fingerprints.
Oh, my God.
Was Salvador Dali.
Oh!
Yeah, he worked that out.
With the mustache.
Yep.
How?
We usually don't do follow-up questions with Fun Fact Friday, but I have several.
Do you think it's like a photocopy situation?
Is it?
That's but he's an artist, so maybe it's like...
Like a thumbprint, like a...
Yeah,
like
I'm going to...
Just... Grab your cheeks. Sit on this ink pad.
Who's looking at me?
And then
who's looking at me?
Stop winking at me. All of you, line up. I want to see how similar you are. Monday you could fall apart. Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart. Oh, Thursday doesn't even start. It's fun fact. Friday. Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. We are at this party tomorrow and it's a fancy dress and I've never been to a Coachella, like Coachella themed anything. I've never been to a festival.
You missed out the Beck Judd one.
Yes, I didn't get invited to Judd-cella. Maybe next time. So the closest I've been, because I had not even been to a music festival for a good whack of time.
Yeah.
Certainly, we went to the big one here in Geelong.
The big festival.
At Creatures, yeah.
That was great.
That was fun. But that didn't sort of, it didn't have that like, I don't know, I feel like Coachella and Burning Man have ruined fashion for festivals. Remember?
No, because there's, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, remember after Good Things that I went to in December, I came back and I was to work and I was like, oh my goodness. Like,
well, not all festivals are created equal.
Yeah.
It depends on the vibe and the music and it's different. Even though I was surprised that at Good Things, like you said, there was a bit more of a festival wearing vibe.
There were so many girls and like they would have just had the most weird suntan / sunburn.
Yeah.
The next day or for the following week because they were wearing sort of all sorts of fishnet undies.
No regrets.
Bum arrangements.
Yeah, no regrets.
God, you're either cold or getting sunburnt. What's going on? Anyway, that's the vibe tomorrow. You're right, it is vibe dependent. So our mate's turning 40. She's having one last sort of...
Hoorah.
That's right. One last blowout. And so it's going to be a lot of fun, but we had to organise costumes.
Yeah.
Carlia, obviously amazing, nailed it straight away. Incredible, right?
Yeah.
But me, I've been like, oh, what do I do? And... and sort of not knowing where to start to get a costume in Geelong or to look online or any of that gear, I've just not really done anything about it.
It's unlike you.
Yeah.
I did offer you. I said, look, I've got a bunch of kind of weird things at my house. You can borrow my blonde wig and I've got like a big pink muumuu thing you can get. And you said, no, I really want to have my chest out. Really, I'm thinking like a jacket that's open or like a vest or a shirt
well,
that's open.
It's a festival-themed 40th birthday party. I'm not trying to be Homer Simpson working from home.
Fair play.
With the duck that presses the key. Mm. So, yeah, so yesterday I finally bit the bullet and it was like the only place I get that I can get the help that I need is...
Get your gear on.
Get your gear on Mercer Street here. Yeah, Danny and the team, they have taken care of us for years with costumes.
Mm,
so
great.
It's like, if anyone's going to be able to help us, it's it. So, and this is not a paid presentation. We just went there and caught up with them. My wife used to work there for a bit too, so we know Danny really well. And she's like, okay, here's what we're going to do. And we talked it through. I can't show you my costume right now.
Yeah.
I don't have a photo.
Is it because there's nothing to it? It's just a G-string.
It's, well, it will get immediately banned from Instagram.
Oh, okay.
No, it won't. No. But I can tell you what it is and then I can show you post-party on Monday.
Do I have an option of you showing me post-party? Maybe
I'll put it in front of your face and if you look, it's your fault.
All right, fine. What's the general?
Black skinny jeans.
Yeah.
Unsure on shoes yet. Mm-hmm. But so far, pretty standard.
Yeah.
Here we go. And then so my top will be, it's a black mesh arrangement.
Yes.
With a bare midriff.
Of course it is.
And a sort of, it's almost an off the shoulder sort of arrangement.
It feels like a loose kind of.
Yeah.
You have been waiting for this opportunity for so long.
And then like a white and sort of white and black or white and brown fur coat.
Fake fur coat?
I don't know. It's a rental.
No, yeah, it better
sure.
be.
Sure. I can't imagine any of them are real.
Hang on. Fur coat. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mesh shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the big fur coat.
And then some like little jewels. We're going to get a bloody stick them to
amazing,
me face.
Amazing.
And probably sort of a bandana of some sort as
See,
well.
That seems like more clothes. I'm surprised. You've got your full legs covered, your full arms, and still there's a bit of mesh. But I thought.
Well, the pants will come off. It's standard party behaviour. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m.
on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au. Want to chat about FKA Twigs?
Ah, here she is with the weekend.
Made her debut as British Vogue's cover star.
Cool.
So, and they were talking about her 18 most memorable looks from 2014 to now. And one of them was back in 2014 where she had a fringe. She had her braided hair into a long fringe with beads at the end. Kind of a bit of a Cleopatra-inspired look.
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I
can. She had a couple piercings as well, and she looks amazing. And she was saying the reason why we decided to do that with my fringe and the beading and everything is because I burnt the skin off my forehead trying to bleach my eyebrows.
What?
Yeah. She said, bit of a mishap.
Yeah.
Trying to bleach the eyebrows and yada, 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 completely burnt forehead.
Oh, man.
So they were like, let's just cover it with a fringe. And she's like, it was the best thing to come out of a bad situation ever because it looked really good. And I got a lot of praise for it and everything. But, man, eyebrow situations, this is something you never forget. This is burned in your memory, in your psyche forever. Now, I have always had big eyebrows. Okay.
You're fine, mate. No,
I don't care because I've always stuck with them and there was the big thin craze and everyone wanted thin eyebrows, my whole way through high school, everything.
Mm.
And then thick eyebrows came in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And people have been loving me sick.
Oh.
Right?
Finally, a reason to
finally.
Love you. Yeah.
Finally, you know, dressing like a 14-year-old boy came in, thick eyebrows are in. Look at me.
Gen
Fashion
Z
icon.
Relatable.
Now, I had my eyebrows waxed when I was younger, and the lady there my skin is quite sensitive, yeah?
Sure.
So she decided, normally, have you had an eyebrow wax before?
What do you think?
I don't know. Guys get their eyebrows waxed.
No.
So normally they'll maybe do two waxes with the, it's the street wax, or not the street wax, the peel wax. Anyway, it's same, whatever. It's hot wax, they put it on your face and then they whoosh, and they peel
it
off.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Sure, yeah.
And normally they do that twice, and then whatever else they haven't covered, they'll pluck it.
Okay.
Right? Sure. But this chick kept waxing. Hot wax, wax off. Hot wax, wax off 4 times.
Oh.
So I had to go to high school with all of my eyebrow skin ripped off and like scabbed up.
Was she learning on the job or
mate,
what?
Who knows? So my eyebrows go into my hairline.
Yeah.
So around there, all scabbed up.
Yeah.
And I told people that I fell into a brick wall face first. Because I was like, I was too embarrassed. I was like, oh yeah, no, I fell into a brick wall and slid down the bricks. You know what happens. Huh? I looked like I was Batman. But the reverse mask. You know? Like it was bad.
Yeah.
And I've never forgotten it. To the point that when I go to eyebrow appointments now, I always say to them, my skin can only have two waxes.
Yeah.
Please.
That's it.
That's all it can handle. And they're like, oh yeah, no, obviously. And I'm like, yeah, no. But one chick ruined it for me. How?
The foreheads take the battering, don't they?
Mate.
I mean, yours,
yeah.
FKA Twigs with the bleach too.
Dean from Corio, who's given us a call. Morning, Dean.
How are we?
Yeah, good.
Scared?
A little bit nervous. What about what you're going to tell us? What happened with your eyebrows, or is it someone you know?
Nah, it was me back in the heyday. I was a bit younger, still in high school, and I mean, quite a few mates had a few drinks this one night, and I woke up next morning with no eyebrows whatsoever.
Amazing.
And the only way they thought to rectify it was draw some on some paper and try and stick them to my forehead.
They didn't think to draw them on your forehead. They drew them on paper and stuck it to your forehead.
And still being at high school at the time, it was didn't go down too good. Everyone had their own design eyebrow for me.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That
wasn't good.
Well, so they got a little bit artsy, you might say, with their drawings on your face.
Yeah, pretty much.
I can just imagine, like, you're like Mr. Potato Head, so interchangeable eyebrows. Is that sort of the arrangement?
It was, you know, you could have your going out ones and your angry ones or whatever.
Get your fancy ones.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.